Father, thank you in Jesus' name. How good you are to us. How you draw us, Lord God. And Lord, you're causing us, oh, to love your Son and to receive the love of your Son, to love him more. God, it's so wonderful. Lord, it's exciting. Lord, what you have for us today, we know that it's from above because we know it's a good gift because we're here in Jesus' name. Lord, thank you that we can be satisfied, oh, completely satisfied in the love of God. Thank you, Lord, that again we have these times and we have these moments. What a family is yours. Thank you, God, for the sons of God. Thank you, God, that we come together this morning. And Lord, it's you and you alone. And Lord, thank you again for your love, Lord God, that is working effectually in them that believe, that precious truth in love, Lord God, that grows us up into your precious Son in all things. Now, Lord, we commit this time to you. And Lord, may we again be fed so richly. God, help us to just look to your Son, Lord, that this Holy Ghost that you have sent, Lord, he's here. And thank the Lord, the anointing, God, that we just go with what you have. May we just trust you and you alone and just enjoy the beauty of your Son at his feet. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, God. If you'd open your Bibles with me today, we're going to Revelation 21. That's Revelation chapter 21, and we'll begin reading from verse 9. And there came unto me one of the seven angels which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, Come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. And her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. Oh my. Oftentimes I stand up here and I say, Lord, I'd love to have more time. We keep her going. But oh my. Especially in that 11th verse, brothers and sisters. One of the most telling verses in the Word of God, what the bride, the Lamb's wife, is to Jesus. What he sees in her. How radiant, how ravished, how excited, how completely awestruck all heaven itself is with the beauty of the bride, the Lamb's wife. Her beauty, her value, her worth, her radiance, just like that precious servant that was sent by the Master in Genesis 24, that was sent to find the bride for Isaac. When that servant met that vessel, Rebecca, at the well, he was speechless. He could not believe what he was seeing. He was so awestruck with her manner, with her way, with her kindness, with the love of the truth as she gathered at the well. He could say no more. Or how about in Esther, that precious story, that there was the king Ahasuerus. And as Esther stood out before him, and let me tell you something. In a way, all she was going for was to spare her people. And, well, if he spare me, that'd be a good thing. But she had taken all the things. And she had taken only the things of what, again, in type, the Holy Spirit had prepared for her. And when she got out there in front of that king, all he could say, "Honey, what's mine is yours." Now let me tell you something. This is who we're talking about today. This is it. This is who she is. Listen to this. Descending out of heaven. Descending. Descending grace. Oh, you talk about a work of grace. You talk about grace upon grace upon grace upon grace. This is who she is. This is flowing down, brothers and sisters, just like him. Having the glory of God, just like him. A vessel filled with all the fullness of God, just like him. Now I'm telling you something. This is truly a life, brothers and sisters, that in 2 Corinthians 3:18, it's described how that comes about. It says in 2 Corinthians 3:18 that by his Spirit, and again, it's only by his Spirit, that we are taken from glory to glory. And boy, what pops out from glory to glory, what pops in from glory to glory, is a vessel like him. His image. Praise be to God. See, this is why glory is so important. We give God all glory. We understand that. But as we give God all glory, praise God, that glory, hallelujah, comes into our life. And glory is very needful for our lives, brothers and sisters, because it is from glory to glory. Those are the building blocks that build us up and give us the inheritance that he wants us to take. And what is that inheritance that permeates throughout the Word of God? Ruling and reigning jointly with me to be my wife. Yes, in Romans 8, it tells us so clearly that every child of God is an heir of God. But so sweetly, it don't stop there. He says, oh, and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. See, we're getting real intimate now. We went from God to Jesus Christ. If so be that ye suffer together with me. Praise God what the blood does. Heirs of God. Amen. Family. Hallelujah. But there's a much the more. And joint heirs with Jesus Christ, if so be ye suffer together with me, that ye may be glorified. There's the glory. Together with me. Now, see, most will think, well, when I get to heaven, oh, what glory it will be. But if you're going to live the life of glorified together with him, you better take all the glory right now. It's all right there, too. Isn't it wonderful? From glory to glory. And you think about the glory of God and the glory that we receive from God. And praise the Lord, it's in his word. And praise the Lord, it's in prayer. And praise the Lord, it's as we assemble and gather ourselves together like in these times and in camp and all of those places. But praise be to God, I'll tell you what, when glory starts really permeating in your life is in the trials. It's in those overcoming victories, brothers and sisters. That's what brings the glory, hallelujah, that lives in us, that causes us to grow into like him glory so much if we will allow it, if we will suffer with him to reign with him glory, that we are fully furnished. We've been reading about this in Timothy, haven't we? Fully furnished. Not lacking anything in the maturity of growing up in Christ. Perfection. Hallelujah. Completion. A vessel ready to be presented unto the Lamb as his wife. Now think about what we're reading here. She is full of light. See, listen to that. Her light. See, she descends from heaven having the glory of God. Let me tell you something. When you got glory, the only way you got it is because of light. Light. Praise the Lord. Her light. And how wondrous. And you see, we know that she is the jasper stone. And the jasper, that speaks of the diamond. That's exactly what that is. And again, just like him in Revelation 4:3, It depicts Jesus Christ as the jasper. See, there's only two beings in the Word of God that are called jasper, and that happens to be Jesus Christ and his wife. Listen. Praise God. Yeah, we're off and running again today. You know, it's so sweet. I appreciate it. A few of the brethren and some of the sisters have said, you know, brother, when you get up in there, it don't start slow. It just goes boom, 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 boom. Why not? We don't got time. We're fidgety creatures. As I said, ADD all over the place. We got to go now. Got to hit it hard quick. And then let him just take it from glory to glory. But how wonderful. This is just beyond. See, she's like him, these two jasper ones. She has grown up into him in all things. Praise God, because her manner of life, her living here. Here. Not that it just becomes that over there. It says his wife hath made herself ready. She's ready now. She's occupying now as the readied wife. I'm not getting there to get instruction by God's grace. I got it all right now. I'm believing him right now. You don't just get married and, well, let's see if it worked out. A lot of people do that, and you know what a, whoo. I don't like to think of those things, especially in church. But you prepare. There's an evidence, isn't there? There's a readiness, isn't there? Fully prepared. You think about equally yoked together. Let me tell you something. There's going to be an epitome of the equally yoked together with the bridegroom and his wife. It's going to be like him, equally yoked together. Oh, praise the Lord. See, she's blossomed fully in that truth and grace, in that doctrine. And you see, whether it's the jasper here, this diamond, or think about how the Bible brings out the lily, or the Bible brings out the pearl of great price. The beautiful thing about all three of those are those examples of the bride. If you read those in their context, it's examples of the bride. They're all made by God. See, the lily doesn't toil, does it? It just, it's got it. Try to open it up, you'll kill it. Let God do it. Same with the diamond, same with the pearl. Also precious, also wonderful, because it's made by God. It was not one bit of their effort. It was not one bit of man's doing. It's God that forms it, that shapes it, and praise be to God, we are his workmanship. Now get it. Get it. How wonderful that every day, as the Word of God says, choose ye this day whom you're going to serve. Well, you know how you just get on with that? Choose grace. Apprehend grace. See, the grace of God is the all-sufficient power. Grace causes me to have faith to believe the Word of God. And I don't need to isolate events. By grace, he's my head. By grace, let this mind be in you. It's also in Christ Jesus. Do I think about what my brain's going to think about? Think how it's blue. I think there are people that think of it like that. They have to sit over there. No, I'm just tease. Let this mind. Do you believe God? Did he tell you he gave you his mind if you want it? Did he say, just take it, let this mind? He been made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. And I'm telling you, you meditate on those four things, there ain't nothing more. It's all there. Let him do it. Trust him. Confidence in God. Confidence in his word. God, let this new man increase. Bold in the Lord. Walking all throughout the land. Sure, there's giants. Praise be to God. But I know you've appointed every single one of them. I know that the victory has already been won. I thank God that he goes before us in battle. He don't just send you out there, well, give it the best shot you can. That's not God. No, we are more than conquerors through Christ who loved us. And the only way I can explain more than conquerors is that the battle has already been won. It's done. Goes right back to the cross. It is finished. Amen? Amen. Come on now. Now, brothers and sisters, this is wonderful stuff. You think about the diamond in the natural, how it's formed with intense heat, intense pressure. Over millions of years, they think. But even after it's formed, and stay with me, even after it's born, let's say, it's still nowhere near ready for a crown. It's not. They need to be polished. They need to be cut. And praise be to God for the crown, they need to be cut into perfection. Perfection. Suffer together with me. The chiseling away, the dross, the Word of God calls it. The parts, brothers and sisters, that are not symmetrical. See that bride, I love how Brother Copley brings it out. Brother John was expressing it in a different way. Honey, she's just a 10, no matter which way you see her. How about a 20? Infinity. But how Brother Copley said, she's symmetrically perfect from every angle. She don't have a bad side because she's like him. Altogether lovely. Amen? Isn't that our Lord? By God's grace, this is who she is. How wonderful. But brothers and sisters, I'll tell you, that chiseling goes on until in some cases, absolute perfection comes forth. And then and only then is that state completed and ready to be mounted as the crown jewel for the king. Now, I've heard some say that only the bride is a flawless diamond. Let's get it straight right now. All of God's children are flawless. Did you hear that? They are. He that is born of God, praise God. And I'm talking about the flawless of sinless perfection. Doth not commit sin, neither can he sin. Know it. But we're talking about maturity. We're talking about stunning beauty. We're talking about, praise God, a diamond. See, a diamond's a diamond, but a diamond is not priceless. It's not the gem for the crown until it is cut by the master. All the potential's there for every diamond. The value, the purity, the rarity. But will we be still? Will we endure the chastening, the correction? Will we suffer together with him? Will we be willing to be tried again and again and again from every angle, brothers and sisters? You've been through that trial once. Are you willing to go back through it again? I've heard a lot of people say, well, I just didn't learn it the first time. Well, maybe you did, but maybe God wants to even give you a double portion. I don't know, but I know he knows. So by God's grace, do receive grace, do take it. I'm talking about going into the depths of our hearts in the greatest weaknesses we have. And how about exposing them? How about when God might expose something of you to the brethren? How about humility? Oh, brothers and sisters, it's then and only then that the diamond so rare is ready to be presented. You willing? Do you know how he was exposed upon that cross? Do you know that they stripped him of everything? He was stripped of everything. The dignity, his clothes, his flesh. Suffer together with him. Could never be compared, we know. But how beautiful it is when he gives us that gift to really enter into that. I'm talking downright embarrassment. I'm talking about, boy, you know, as the commercial says, don't you want to get away? But yet the love of God says, I will not be moved. See, that's the testimony, honeys. I'm telling you, please, take it. Greatest testimonies there ever could be. Ones that have embarrassed themselves so badly. Ones that have failed so immensely. Ones that absolutely, unquestionably have believed not. Yet in all humility, and let me underscore it, in all love, in all grace, live the life of, yet he abides faithful still. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. That's all of our lives. This is what this is. This is the diamond that is cut for the crown. This is the diamond that endures the hardness. You think about the hardness. What cuts diamonds? Diamonds. The ones the closest to our heart often. The ones whom we may have fellowshipped for years that really have hurt us. You're awful quiet because you know that his word is true. Take the heat. Take the pressure. See, he's taken it all, but endure it. Be still. Let him show himself mighty. Brothers and sisters, I'll tell you what. There's a diamond that's being ready to be presented. And you see, as we close this up, her light, as a stone most precious, that means exceeding all others. See, many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Again and again and again throughout the Word of God. Let him layer this in you. Not tossed to and fro. Not just on Sunday morning, I feel pretty strong about this. I mean, this is something that is like that cow. You go get under that tree. And as crude as it may be to think about, let him put it all through that stomachs and keep burping it up and chewing the cud. You only chew on it once a week, honey. Them teeth ain't masticating on it enough. Chew on it. Rejoice in it. Let it be sweet to the mouth and get it back down there. It's going to be bitter. He's going to test it. He's going to try it. Lovest thou me? That's your life over and over again, just like he said to Peter. Peter, do you love me? Praise be to God. Brothers and sisters, do you see that the complete obsession of the Godhead is upon her? Do you see how divinely laid out this is? You think about, again, going back to Genesis 24, the quest for the bride for Isaac. That was a type, and praise be to God, this is the reality, that Jesus Christ is going to have a wife. He's going to have a wife. And the Father is seeking such that worship him in spirit and in truth. And praise be to God, the merchant, the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, of the Godhead, ministering to that vessel as the at the well to bring her back to the kingdom as the readied wife. And finally, as we read in verse 11 here, there's nothing that remains except clear as crystal. Sincere. I always used to love how Brother Hill would bring that out. Clear to the light. We sing a song, nothing between. This is the glorious church. You read about her in Ephesians. Without spot or wrinkle. See, that means that she is transparent. Transparent. See, by God's grace, do you love on and allow the love of God to love on you, to will and do in you of his good pleasure so that you may be seen? That people might say, wow, that is so awesome what you do. Now, somebody might say that, but does it puff me up or does the glory go to God? Come on. Now see, the most rare of all diamonds is not the blue diamond or the pink diamond or the white diamond. It's the clear diamond. It's the rarest. Completely clear, colorless is what they're called. All you can see in that diamond is light. There's nothing else. Light beaming through it, radiating through it. Dancing through it. That's this diamond. See, God just didn't do that accidentally. He never does. Let him speak to you. By him all things consist. By him all things hold together. By him all things were made, and without him nothing was. Come on. Now I think you get it. All because of Jesus. But here as we conclude, she is like him now. See, she's living Christ in you, the hope of glory, right now. She's submitted by God's grace. She's condescended by God's grace to the extent by God's grace. That's all that's left in her to see is light. Just him. Just him alone. And now, praise God, maybe you can see why he says in Revelation 3:9 about her, when she is with him, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved thee. Huh? Brothers and sisters, all them also. Come on, this is it. She's it. She's his vessel of honor, sanctified, set apart to him, only for his use. And again, it's all because of Jesus. She's his diamond. She's his glory. Amen. And always remember this, that a diamond has no beauty without light. A diamond has no beauty without light. Without him, brothers and sisters, his light, him, she is nothing. Oh, but in her. Oh, but Christ in you, the hope of glory. This ain't some reflected light either, honeys. When we say up here, I should say, when the Lord says her light, that's within. That's illuminating glory. That's by God's grace, the Thessalonian, praise God, and the Corinthians, as it says there, sun glory. Light, light, light. In the ages to come, the exceeding riches of his grace. I believe that that's answered so sweetly, because the one full of grace is forever with the vessel that is filled with his grace. Amen. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Father, thank you for this time. Thank you for, again, ministering to us by your Spirit. Yea, the deep things. Lord, thank you that, again, we have been graced to have an ear to hear what the Spirit saith. And Lord, if by any means we might attain unto that company of the Church of Philadelphia, Lord, those that are loving your appearing, those that are ready. God, a wife, hallelujah, that rejoices only in the love for her of her husband. Lord, thank you for such a sweet groom. Thank you for our Jesus. Thank you for this great love. Thank you, Lord, that it is the hope that bounds us, causes us to run, causes us to be filled with all the fullness of God. We thank you for the joy unspeakable, and Lord, may we be the vessels that would yield to you to be full of your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.